You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Buzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Dance Moms After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Dance Moms After Show.
Me neither.
It's not cute though.
All right.
Well, no echo?
No echo today. Hi, everybody.
What? The one time I let you have it, you don't do it.
You know, I was humbled last week by the retort and comments I got about my echo online, so now they don't like it, so I totally discontinued the Jason Carter echo.
Yeah, because we listen to all of you guys and read all of your comments.
Yep. That's how we roll here at AfterBuzz.
Sometimes we choose to ignore them and we just do whatever we want anyway.
There you go.
What's up, everyone? Bing is for doing. I'm Giselle Ugardi here at AfterBuzz TV with a recap on Yo Dance Mamacitas with my glorious co-host to my left.
Hi, everyone. Jason J. Carter here hanging out with Giselle.
Us two holding it down.
Dynamic duo.
Tonight.
Yes, the only ones that matter. Just kidding, I didn't say that.
He said it.
my evil laugh.
And plus one, Miss Marissa over there in the booth.
Hi, guys.
Killing it every time. The name of today's episode is Recital Rebellion. And boy, was there some rebellion.
It was actually really Giselle watching the show. It wasn't that bad this week. I thought it was one of the best Dance Moms. I mean, this is saying a lot.
Sound a little more genuine, please.
Okay, I actually thought it was one of the best Dance Moms episodes I've seen in a long time.
Because
they had it was less drama as far as the screaming of the moms. The drama wasn't as intense as it normally is, and plus they had a really cute photo shoot with the girls. It was fun for them. The recital was cool, and a lot of things that transpired towards the end of the episode were quite comical. So let's talk about it. Let's start with the pyramid.
Okay, well, I beg to differ on a couple of those points, but we'll get there eventually. And yes, we will talk about the pyramid. We started off with Paige at the bottom, and of course, Kelly's pissed because Kelly always gets mad no matter what happens.
I mean, Jill could fart and Kelly would have an issue with it.
Jill could not fart and Kelly would have an issue with
it. The sun could come up and that'd piss off Kelly.
Tiny mistake for Paige versus Maddie's wardrobe malfunction. Is the last spot deserved?
Well, I think no. Today, Junior! Paige is very... Wow. Paige is very rarely at the bottom of the pyramid. She's always, intermediate. I always she's always there with Nia in the middle, the novice section. So, I mean, for her to be at the bottom she's, under the radar. For her to be on the bottom of the pyramid for what happened, I mean, she messed up a little bit, so fine, we'll give it to her.
Okay, well...
It wasn't that tragic.
Do you think she deserved last spot, though?
No, not really. I don't think anyone ever deserves to be at the bottom of the pyramid. For how hard these girls work and for what they have to endure, I think they all should at least be in the middle. By default. However, I mean, but the powers that be require a bottom of the pyramid, so sure, Paige deserved to be at the bottom of the pyramid.
Yeah, I don't feel like she should have been at the bottom either, but...
You know, what are you going to do?
Such is life. Brooke comes up next, followed by Kendall, Nia, typical. Asia manages to be on the second tier, and yet she hasn't even been there.
Set up. And Christy with a K, whose hair looked amazing this week.
Her body always looks amazing. I was texting with her earlier. I'm like, girl, that jumper. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was giving me J-Lo realness. Asia not being there because she was, doing a movie or whatever. I still think that it was kind of like a slap in all the other people's face, all the homegrown Pennsylvanians that actually live there that aren't going abroad to...
Well, hello, Christie's family doesn't live there. Let a girl go home.
Right.
Contract says you don't have to be here. She's not going to be there.
Right.
Why would you want to be with people that you don't like if you're not getting paid to be there?
Understandable. So she shouldn't have not... She should have not held that position on the pyramid just by default. You know, like, mm-hmm. she wasn't there. You know, she's a newbie. I feel like Asia... I mean, I love Asia. I think she's talented, great performer. Her mom's amazing. But she came in and kind of was just like, you know, planted herself. Like, I'm Asia. I'm amazing. Deal with it.
See, I don't really mind her being there because I do feel like even though she was gone, she technically did have time off. She could have had time to herself to go travel, go whatever. She was still training. Her mom... Right. stays up all night long. I mean, she already stays up all night long because Asia is a firecracker. But she's on, like, every social media platform, you know, trying to interview with this person, and really get her daughter out there and get the show out right. there. And you don't really see that from the other moms. The moms just talk about themselves.
Right. No, and you know, hey, I don't knock Christie's hustle. Her hustle's on point. I'm not mad at – don't hate the player, hate the game. I'm just saying, though, and you're right, in Asia, in Christasia's defense, she was training, she was taking class, so we'll give her a pass this week.
And it's improving, okay. for
right.
that matter.
I mean, she's definitely
You know, if anything, I wish that, and we say this all the time, I wish that the girls would take classes with other teachers to learn new things and to learn technique, and actually,
broaden their horizons.
That reminds me that whether you're tuning in live or if you get the fast-forward option tomorrow, we do have some news and gossip about... who some of the Dance Moms girls have been working with
nice.
Recently, and it's not Abby.
It is me! I actually did a routine with them. It was really cool. It was a song called Jelly Gummy Bear, because the name of their songs are so dumb. I don't know where they find this music. It's the worst ever. Kendall, you're dancing to a song called Dirty Mud Truck. You know, like...
Copyrights.
It's like, okay, where do you get this, like, generic music for,
yes,
for kids?
Absolutely.
.com?
100%.
$19.95 shipping and handling?
Royalty free.
Gosh. Mm-hmm. Horrible. Yep. Horrible!
Yep. Next up, we had Chloe, who is in fourth place. She's supposed to try harder, or maybe just, you know, don't do hip-hop, but whatever.
And it's called flop-hop, because that's exactly what it did. It flopped. Not that Chloe was a bad dancer. Chloe's a great dancer.
Oh, she's a great dancer. She should have done ballet or contemporary or something else.
You know, the crimped hair was just, you know, that just red hip hop all over. I mean,
totes.
That was hardcore. Totes. That was like way from the Bronx.
Yeah, for sure.
Right.
Maddie did not get the top. Ooh, excuse me. I don't know why I'm yawning all of a sudden. What just happened?
Whoa, Giselle.
That was not meant to be.
After Buzzers, we are professionals.
We are professionals.
However, I yawn every week, so it's okay.
Wow, well, you know, we're only 7 minutes in. So Maddie's second place versus laughing dude. Maddie's second place, both in the pyramid and also in the previous competition. And then Mackenzie gets to be at the top. And again, this is still a topic of discussion. Abby's like, oh, Mackenzie went out there. She did what she needed to do. The whole mission was to be more than just cute. Girl was cute and nothing but cute, and that's the only reason why she won to begin
right.
with.
I feel like
I don't understand.
Yeah, you know, it's just a bunch of highway robbery going on with that Mackenzie kid.
I love Mackenzie.
Cute as a button.
I do.
Cute as a button.
Cute.
After Buzzers, we are hashtag fans of Mackenzie. However,
hashtag
right.
cute.
Hashtag super cute. Hashtag grill. But
I don't know what that was.
Her teeth.
Oh.
A grill?
Yeah. Braces. Grill. Nice.
She's like, whoa. I thought she was up on the lingo.
Apparently not. I don't know. You don't really hear grill associated with the Abby Lee Dance Company.
Well, I'm bringing it in.
So I was just, I didn't know. I was like, wait, Mackenzie didn't do hip hop? I just got a little confused. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
It's my birthday week.
It's your birthday.
So everyone is doing a solo. Some of them are doing old solos, and by some, she means everyone except for Paige. Who backed out of it. So Paige gets a new solo that's supposed to be a jazz gymnastics routine, and Brooke gets to sing Summer Love Song live. Abby is thinking she's doing Kelly a favor. True or false?
Well, I mean, when I heard that Brooke was going to be debuting her song live for the world to see, I was like, is this a setup? Like, how is that going to transpire? Because I have never seen Brooke be no more than at a 4. So if she's going to go out there performing her song out of four, it's going to be not the business, you know? So I thought, Abby's maybe trying to, like, play with Kelly, or is this, like, you know,
it's true. I mean, I can see where you're going with that, though, too, because we really only have seen her either lip sync for the music video or sing in her bedroom. And even during rehearsal, she was just very, like,
oh. Right, like, she's not going to go out there and set it off like Beyonce. Right. I mean, she's only, what, 14?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. And if her performance as a dancer is indicative of what will go on when she's singing her song, I don't want to be there for it.
She's like a dancer.
She's a great dancer, but I'm saying the intensity. Like, she's there's no...
10 with the number 10 or the...
Like, the intensity of the word. There's no... I feel like... Kelly, don't hate me online. Don't flame me on Twitter. I think Brooke is a phenomenal dancer. I'm just saying the energy on a lot of them is just lacking. So I don't see how that's going
to... lackluster.
You're right. I don't see how it's going to read when she's singing her song.
It's true. The group is doing a number called Sugar Babies. Supposed to be sassy. I thought that was cute. And then there's also an added bonus. They get to do a photo shoot this week with Dance Track Digital Magazine.
Huge deal.
Oh, my God.
Dance Track is actually a very, very, very great publication. I know Sandra Colton. She created Dance Track, and she had the Dance Track Awards a couple years ago. It's really cool. And for her to actually put these kids on the cover and to really, you know, give them a professional photo shoot, it was awesome. It was nice to see the kids in a different element, you know, the makeup,
smart
their costumes.
Move too.
Yeah, definitely. It was cute. They were cute. That's what those kids, and you could tell they were having fun, and they all looked great, and they were actually really good actors, because not everyone can put on a costume and assume the personality.
Mm-hmm.
And these kids did. So it was nice to see them being joyful, vibrant children and having fun and really just, you know, having an experience that they'll remember, besides the drama they always have.
For sure, for sure. So one of them will get to be on the cover of the digital magazine. And then Asia does a little calypso dance. Maddie does her tap dance. Chloe and Nia both do old dances that we see. But this is supposed to be, supposedly, you know, an opportunity time for a lot of them.
Right.
Kelly is just freaking out. She's livid. She said it's not fair. The girls are trying to avoid a situation of that they had last year where Kelly left. And doesn't really happen. Abby gives Paige the option to do an old or to not do a new number. Paige says she'd rather do an old number. And Abby says, no. Who wants to do a new number?
And then she's like, offers the opportunity to someone else, like, instantly.
Yeah. What do we think?
Not cool. I think that, you know, for Abby should think about the well-being of the show. A real director wants to make sure that her strongest pieces, her best stuff that's polished, solidified, and perfected goes on stage. I mean, after all, Abby's always saying, you know, the Abby Lee Dance Company has a reputation, blah, 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 blah. So, I think she should have let Paige slide. I think Paige was being responsible. And it was like, it's like, okay, Paige, you're going to go out there and do a new routine and screw up. You have that pressure. And then you go and do an old routine, and you have to worry about Abby. It's just like, you can't win.
Did you think, though, that Kelly was, I thought it was interesting that Kelly always talks about how Paige is just as good as everybody else, and Brooke is just as good as everybody else. But then she goes to say that she can see that Abby's setting her up to fail, that she's always saying that she's one step behind everybody else. So do you think that was kind of her admitting, you know what, maybe Paige is actually behind everybody else?
Well, Kelly's never going to admit that her children aren't up to par. So I don't know. I think that we'll get to Jill in a minute.
Okay. Jill.
She harbors a lot of resentment because Kelly flips a lid real quick. It's like zero. Like, those eyes are bulging and she's fuming.
Abby!
Yeah. I mean, girl, take a Lipitor. Calm down.
Xanax.
Something, girl.
I think Lipitor is like
high blood pressure. Yeah.
I mean, okay.
You know?
Makes sense.
I mean, because it's like, Kelly, it's not that serious. You know?
Relax.
It's not. But you know, Giselle goes back to that these parents are, I feel like their own competitive jealousies and insecurities come to the forefront when it comes to their kids, because a lot of stuff that they flip a lid about really isn't that big a deal, but they internalize it and make it very personal.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they would step back and really rationalize everything, they would realize it's not that intense.
Right.
But when kids are involved and their children are involved, it just gives them every reason to be like, oh my God! I mean, my mom's guilty of it too. And as Kelly just storms out, I mean, they should do a clip show of the best of Kelly storming out.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would have been funnier than the dance.
But I loved Christy Ray. She made the comparison to getting her tires rotated once a year.
She's like, I heard that this happens once a year.
But then what did you think about the fact that Abby says, okay, well, who wants to do a new piece? And then Maddie ends up doing a piece that she's done before.
Setup. Sabo.
Like, that's sabotage. And then Melissa is like, well, she's never done it in Pittsburgh.
Does it matter if you do it in, like, Idaho Falls, Idaho?
That
like,
was something that was brought up by a couple of our Twitter fans and our listeners, was asking that question of the Pittsburgh news.
Well,
Melissa,
can we all...
Should she have stopped it?
Have we really, really, really come to the conclusion and made the realization that these kids don't really dance? Like, everything I see that they do on stage is flip, 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 leap. Flip, 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 turn.
Reach.
Flip. It's not really choreography.
Turn to the floor.
Like, if you come to L.A., ladies and gentlemen, and you see...
Hollywood.
You see the children.
The show, Hollywood.
I was at the Industry Voice Awards 2 weeks ago, and they had a showcase with the young proteges. These kids are ridiculous.
Yeah,
they
have all, you seen Asia Rae?
Right.
I'm just saying.
They all freestyled to Bieber's YM's That Power, and it was amazing. I was blown away by the technique and just the sheer power these kids possess. That's dancing. That's what she would see at some competitions. But whenever we watch Dance Moms and we see these pieces that they're competing, it's like, okay, that did not deserve to win first place sometimes, or not even fourth place. It was like, on a scale of 1 to 10, it was possibly a 5.
Or that was just simply the only competition that the cameras would be allowed into.
It's just, like,
there is no competition.
Right.
It's very
questionable.
A little annoying. And then we see some other opportunities coming Abby's way. Sorry, I don't know what's happening in my microphone. But Abby has a new clothing line. It's a sports line. And she makes it seem like she's so nice, just giving everyone the free stuff. And
I thought...
And then, of course, Christy...
Puts two and two together.
Brings up, well, no, you just want money.
You want walking billboards for... Because I thought when she said, oh, a gift for them... And then the next scene, it's my new clothing line. But I'm like, oh, really, Abby? You took a very wonderful moment.
New warm-ups.
You took a great moment of showing your audience how loving and open and caring you are, and then you made it all about you yet again.
Yeah.
Kind of, and,
woof.
What are you going to do?
Poodles.
What are you going to do?
Nothing.
What are you going to do?
Then Jill announces that she's doing a duet with a partner from back in the day, Jimmy. Nice little tango number.
Okay, I don't know if... When I was watching that, ladies and gentlemen, I thought, okay, did the producers say, Jill, we want you to just find some guy, and we're going to give you this tango, you know, Italian costume?
Well, probably because Christy and Kelly were like, well, we're not doing this again. Remember, Kathy did it too, and then she, like, broke out in this solo.
I don't know. It was kind of awkward. And then the way she was grabbing the dude's head when she was trying to turn him around.
Yeah,
it was just
weird.
Really weird.
That's weird. What did you think about the arm fat comment from Abby?
I mean...
Jill, don't do that because your arm fat kind of jiggles. Like, Jill's, oh, sorry,
kettle,
Abby.
Pot,
did you know that
black.
When you point at Jill talking about her arm jiggling, that like your whole... Everything jiggles?
Again.
Just wondering. Just casual. I don't know.
And I want to thank everyone for commenting online about what white trash was. I got a couple of views back about a couple of comments, I'm sorry, about what white trash was. And people were actually appalled that I did not know what white trash was. So
what do
sorry,
you
After Buzzers.
You didn't know what white trash
well,
was.
Well, no, I wanted to hear
like
the
a literal
definition.
Definition.
The literal definition, yes.
Like the Urban Dictionary definition? Because I'm pretty sure it's not in like a Webster dictionary.
I mean, or whatever. Maybe I could hear a definition of white trash from someone who's white trash. I don't know. I just wanted to hear a definition of white trash. So thank you all those people on YouTube who commented. I really appreciate
and
it.
And gave you the definition
yes,
of white trash.
Yes, thank you for indoctrinating me.
Did they give you any examples? I'm just wondering.
I did get emails of pictures of...
Oh.
And a couple. One
That's
I got, you know,
kind.
Adam Nicole Smith was one
okay.
I got. You know,
okay,
I got,
I'm trying to find it here.
Honey Boo Boo.
Honey Boo Boo Child.
You know.
Classy girl.
Yeah, you know. Couple. Yeah. So, there you
go. I wish I had more fingers so I could hold more cheese balls. Just saying.
You're so stupid.
I got a facial today. I felt like a baby's butt was on my face.
Okay.
That's what Honey Boo Boo says.
I know. But the way you say, you were like really, like, I got a facial. It's like a baby's butt was on my face.
I did. I got a 24 karat gold facial. I looked like Hannibal Lecter.
Did you get a blood
facial? My skin
facial?
Does not feel that great.
I know.
But no. I'm trying to find the comments, but I can't monitor.
It's okay. It's okay. I come to
anyway.
About that white trash was.
So photo shoot. Abby even says this has Maddie's name written all over it, but then she kind of saves herself and says Paige could have won this,
right? Which is exactly
kind. Chloe plays the rebel rocker. Maddie plays the teacher's pet, appropriately so. Mm-hmm. Asia is the it girl. Didn't really totally make sense. She's like, she's this girl with the big attitude. And she's sassy, and I'm like, all right.
I believed it, though. I thought, I mean, yeah, because I went to school with the it girl. The it girl was, and the it girl was all those things. You know, the it girl was not a cheerleader. She was not, you know, she was just someone who...
Why wasn't there a cheerleader?
Well, there was a cheerleader. No, there was the...
Mean girl.
Mean girl. There was the gymnast. The bookworm.
Which doesn't even make sense. Like, she didn't even look... She looked too costumey to me. They were all... Never mind.
They were all very costumey.
Nia was Gabby Douglas.
I mean,
when is Nia never
an African American?
When is she ever just herself?
They're like, Nia, next week on Dance Moms, you're gonna play
Whitney
Precious.
Houston.
You know what I mean? Seriously, I mean, Nia, you are Mary J. Blige.
Sorry, the Precious one. I think it might be your best one.
You're gonna play Monique. I mean, and poor Holly's like, I did not go to
You're
school to get a
play pee. President Obama.
Okay. You know? Seriously.
That was great.
I'm just saying. I mean, and Abby commits to these too. Like, you know, every ethnic, you know, you're going to, like, I don't know. You're going to play Little Kim. Poor Nia. And she's like, okay. With their braces. Oh my god, I know. Nia, we love you.
I can't right now.
Nia,
no,
you are
we
everything.
Obviously love her because we're trying to stand up for her right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, poor
We're
Holly.
Pointing out the reality of how
stereotyped
unfair it is.
Like
you know I would be Selena every week. Come on.
I know. Or, I don't know, you'd be Selena, Demi Lovato.
Chola something.
Mi vida loca.
So the cover ends up going to Kendall,
which
she's so cute.
She's cute. I thought the pose they picked was great. I think that
they actually picked a different one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or at least they did. Maybe they did multiple, because if you do go online and especially on the Facebook page for Lifetime's Dance Moms, you do see the cover and it's a different, it's close up.
I think, Asia would have been cute.
Asia, here's a little fun fact. Asia actually got the back cover.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's cute. Asia would be
yeah,
is cute.
It's a fun little fact. And her pictures are really cute. Christy Ray sent them to me today. And so then let's get to the recital. 1,300 people, allegedly. Didn't look like 1,300 to me, personally.
And I was
saying
it to myself.
Right.
That's like no people.
But supposedly it was sold out, so maybe some people just, you know, missed it or something. Maybe there were some chairs in the back, or maybe it's 1,300, including everyone in the show and all the volunteers.
There you go.
Perhaps. We saw snippets of the solos, but of course, we never get to see the whole dance.
But you know what? I do think the editing was really, really good with the music they had and how they and the whole collage.
I disagree.
Why?
I just didn't like it.
The only solo I really wasn't into was Maddie's solo.
Which one?
Not the tap one, the lyrical.
Survivor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just because I don't think Maddie gives me any depth
I
anymore.
Didn't feel like they picked any good clips. I was happy that they finally showed Asia doing a long turn sequence and tumbling.
Right.
And from what I've heard, that she's never really been given that opportunity. Because we've always wondered, you know, are they cutting it out? Is she not getting to do it? Is it because, you know, they don't want her to be better than Maddie? And so finally she got to do it, which I thought was great. And I'm glad that they showed it. But I think you could either see that the girls either didn't care or it was a floor that was really hard to turn on. Because even Maddie looked like she was, like, struggling, like, go around and her foot was flexed at the bottom and she, her arms were kind of all over the place. I didn't really like what they picked for that.
Well, I think the music, the whole montage was good. I mean, as far as the choreography goes, I mean,
the montage was good. Yeah, right, the montage was really good. Was really with good Nia and Chloe and right. that. Yeah, that was great.
But the group routine, though, the Sugar Babies one, I just feel like these girls normally dance very well together. And I feel like Abby should give them more challenging choreography to really test them and to really elevate them to that next level. Because they're always doing these cute, like, Sugar Baby. Like, you're baking these kids to be cutie, cutie, cutie.
Yeah.
And when they get to L.A., they're not going to compete because the kids out here are cutie, but they're fierce.
They'll be going to, like, Wisconsin.
You know, it's just like...
Which, don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with Wisconsin. I'm from Minnesota. But I'm just saying.
Right. Like, the industry is here.
It's just a... vanilla.
Right. Whereas it's like ball to the wall, full out here. You know? Yeah. And these kids can not only be cute, they can be fierce, they can be technical, they can be... Right. They encompass so many different facets of being a professional dancer.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I mean, even just their whole overall energy and aura screams diva, sick and fierce, ferocious.
Mackenzie is crying because she forgets her choreography.
Shocker! I don't know if that
was staged or not, but she put her game face on, she went out, music started, she apparently remembered everything.
Well, I love how Abby's like, look, curtain's going on, get out there, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Felicia.
See you later. Jill goes out, she gets crowned, Abby freaks out because the mom's crown runs. I mean, who cares? Relax.
Yeah.
Relax. The kids come out. As it turns out, it was a recital for the whole company. There were a couple people that asked, is it for the whole company or just the girls? It was the whole company. And yet, these girls each have their own time to bow. I don't know if you noticed that or not, but everyone else, it was like, hold hands, you go back, you go. They're all wearing the same t-shirt.
Right.
All of those girls had their own little...
Had their moments.
Moment.
Moment in the sun.
And then you see, like, the seniors with these, like, tacky prom gowns on. It's like, all right, you go over there. Thank you very much. Okay, now you, the little ones, come. Individual bows. These guys are better than you. Bye.
Right.
And then afterwards, the drama continues. The moms think that Melissa's at fault for not stopping Abby from giving Maddie two solos. Thoughts?
I think, well, I mean, it's clear as day that Abby favors Maddie. And I do think that maybe in the beginning, Maddie did show a lot more growth and potential and promise than the other girls. But we're three seasons into this now, and these kids have really given their all and have really, you know, come full circle as far as their commitment and everything they've been through. So I do think that Abby was wrong for that. I think that Abby should have been fair. Give Nia another solo. Give Paige, I mean, Kendall.
Well, sounds like they did more than just what we saw. Because if you listen to when Asia came out with the pants that were on backwards, Jill mentions, well, our daughters did like 14, 15, 16 numbers and all their costumes were fine. So where were those numbers? You know, I think that there's definitely more than just those two solos that Maddie did. But yeah, Asia's pants were on backwards. Christy has a fit because she brings up Chloe's hat incident, but she'll never ever let it down. Asia just says it was my fault. Don't, you know?
It didn't even look bad.
Boom.
Yeah. You know, honestly, I didn't even, like, it didn't look bad at all. It was cute. She still looked cute. No one would have cared.
But I think it was just the idea that Abby would have made a bigger deal if it was somebody else.
Yeah.
She favors Asia. It's that simple. I lost my shoe. I don't know what happened to it. Oh, there it is. Anyway, let's move on to some news and gossip, shall we?
Bomb. AfterBuzz TV News. So what's the tea?
Before we do, do you want to do a little...
Well, yeah, you know...
Call to action to our friends out there at home?
Of course. Well, we definitely enjoy all you AfterBuzzers that talk to us on YouTube and also on iTunes. And, you know, the party's always going on iTunes as well.
Always.
Go there. You can see all of our Dance Moms after shows as well as download the podcast and rate us. Comment, tell a friend. We love to hear your comments. Sometimes they're... colorful and intense. Other times they're very light and fun, but nonetheless, we love your feedback. We love hearing from you. You guys help us keep the lights on here at AfterBuzz. Download all the apps, get on your iOS phones, and make it happen, because that's how we roll here at ABTV, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Boom. Pow.
So we were supposed to have Ricky Palomino in the studio tonight.
Damn it.
But we didn't. And I think I know why. Because I was actually with Ricky this weekend. I picked him up from the airport from Las Vegas. Which is interesting because, you know, I'm pretty sure our Dance Moms girls were just in Las Vegas. So I'm going to go ahead and say that Ricky is going to be on this season of Dance Moms.
Nice.
And not with the Kenny Apples, with Abby's crew.
Cool.
So we will see Ricky Palomino. If you are not familiar, he's been at AfterBuzz before. He was on Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition. He's incredible. He will for sure be here later this season, for sure. But I also did hear from another source.
Ooh, you got
my little secret.
Yes.
I know. We have the ones that everybody knows about, but I have a couple, you know, up my sleeve because I gotta, you know. There's a lot of drama going on, a lot of mama drama going on. A lot having to do with filming, a lot having to do with contracts. You know, we keep saying, why are these moms keeping these girls here if they're clearly unhappy? Well, it's not just because of Abby and the show, it's because they're under contract.
Right.
They would leave if they could. You know, I bet some of them probably wish they could leave and they want to get fired. So there's definitely going to be a lot more drama. Kelly is going to be back and she's going to be nuts.
Good.
Kelly will be back. Yeah, you heard it here. What's up? Kelly's going to
be
back.
Should be nuts.
Kelly's going to be back.
AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
Yeah. Kelly is coming back, and what else? Oh, also, Madison and Jordan from Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition were spotted with the Dance Moms crew as well. However, they left immediately following. So I'm thinking there must have been some drama either with the moms, with the producers, because they didn't end up filming anything, and I don't think they're close enough to just visit for a day.
Right. Well, I can't wait to see how all this unfolds. I love those two. I wish more of the Ultimate Dance Competition kids would resurface. You know, the Abby Lee Dance Company universe.
I don't know about more of them. Maybe like half.
Okay, but I mean,
but yes.
Hadley, what happened to Hadley? She was supposed to be on.
Well, she was on Kenny Apples. We've seen her a couple times. But I want to see Madison for sure. I love Madison.
Yeah, she's great.
She's great. And she's Brianna. Awesome.
Brianna.
She's good too.
Oh, wait. Oh.
And I love me some Zach.
Brianna. For my people, my African people.
Wait, did I say it? I don't think I meant to say Jordan. What was her name? Who was the blonde, the crybaby one?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. That's what I meant to say. Sorry, guys.
Elizabeth,
not Jordan.
From.
I hope Jordan's on Dance Moms. I do really love Jordan and her mom, Kelly. But Elizabeth.
Boom. There you have
Woof.
It. AfterBuzz exclusives, ladies and gentlemen.
Woof.
AfterBuzz exclusive.
Boom.
Let's go on to predictions.
Well, I kind of gave some stuff away already, but you tell
now,
me your predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I predict, AfterBuzzers and Giselle Ugardi, that next week will be more of the drama we come to love and expect from Dance Moms. I'm also hoping that the Kenny Apples come back. And
they will next week.
And really give Abby a run for her money. I want the Kenny Apples to bring in some, because believe it or not.
Why don't we get like some bananas? Like let's get another rival studio. I'm sick of.
That'd be kind of cool to have like a wild card. Like I don't know where there's just like another rival studio that comes in, just lands from out of space and just wipes the floor with all of them.
What about like Yvette's studio?
Yeah. And where was the other studio that Nakia went to?
Oh, from like St. Louis or something?
Right. So that'd be cool. Some new blood.
Something new.
Something new, y'all.
Something new. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for joining us on this crazy, crazy trip of, I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us. Just the two of us. We always have so much fun with you guys. You can find us here every single week, Wednesday, 9 p.m. Pacific time here on AfterBuzzTV.com, or catch us on YouTube. But no matter what, make sure that you're commenting, chatting in the chat room, tweeting us at Giselle Ugardi for me.
And JJC Forever
for this one.
Yep.
And, we love you. And make sure
week.
You show us some love back. So we'll see you next week. I'm Giselle. Jason, anything you want to announce?
Bye.
Beth.
See you later, guys.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.